From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told his Russian counterpart Wednesday Washington is preparing to take steps to suspend bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're perfectly willing and able to move forward on those kinds of steps that would end up in the suspension of U.S.-Russia bilateral engagement on Syria, unless we see some significant steps taken by Russia in the very near future to show that they mean what they say when they say they support a cessation of hostilities and a resumption of political talks.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. A U.S.-Russian ceasefire collapsed about a week after it was launched in early September. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday condemned airstrikes on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of Aleppo.
This morning, we awoke to reports of strikes on two more hospitals in Aleppo. Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed in the strikes, medical staff wounded, and those hurt in the assault by pro-government forces have little hope of getting life-saving medical care. The United States said it carried out a self-defense airstrike on al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia, killing at least nine militants. But Somali officials say the strike on the central town of Galkayo killed 22 soldiers, wounded 16. A Pentagon spokesman said U.S. officials are looking into the reports to determine if they are credible. This is VOA News. International